We're in Simin Tuf Mem Zayin and Hilchas Pesach. We're up to Siv Beis, and that's what we'll be doing today. We've just learned the halacha that chametz on Pesach is not bottled. There is no Torah's bittul to chametz on Pesach. It is b'mashuhu. The reason that we followed basically was that of of Tosus and the Rosh, and that is that because of the chumra of chametz, where there is karis, Chazal went and they excluded chametz from the parsha of bittul. Therefore, the smallest amount of chametz, regardless of the proportions between chametz and non-chametz, the smallest amount of chametz and the largest amount of non-chametz, the entire mixture would be considered chametz on Pesach. There was also the Rambam Shita that chametz is considered a dover sheyeshlo matirin, because it is not osir after Pesach. Therefore, the halacha is a dover sheyesh lo matirin, is not, but there is no Torah's bittul to that. That is the Rambam Shita. Most Rishonim disagree with that, and they hold that dover sheyesh lo matirin is something that becomes heter for good. Whereas, chametz is also every single Pesach. Therefore, they wouldn't call it a dover sheyesh lo matirin. Now, what is the difference between these two explanations? So let's see the machaber. Chametz shenis'arev mishei shol solamala ad halayla. Chametz that actually got mixed with non-chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon after Shei Shals. Now, Shei Shals is this man that chametz is already osur midorais. You're not allowed to eat chametz on Erev Pesach already from Chatzos. The halacha is, Eino osur b'mashu el adino kashari surim. It does not asur b'mashu, but its halacha is like all other isurim. In other words, chametz, although chametz on Pesach does not have Torah's bittul, on Erev Pesach, chametz that mixes with non-chametz, we give it the regular halachas where it is bittul b'shishim. So the Mechaber is telling us that on Erev Pesach there is Torah's bittul. Now, according to the Rosh and Tosfos, where the reason is because of the chumrah of Kores, since on Erev Pesach, even if one eats chametz after Chatzos, the halacha is that they are not chayiv misa, they're not chayiv karis, there is no karis on Erev Pesach. Therefore, Chazal allowed chametz to be batal. Whereas, according to the reasoning of the Rambam, that it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, that on Erev Pesach it should also be usur, this should also not be Torah's bittul, because after Pesach it's going to be mutter. The Mechaber seems to be paskening here, this is the way the Mishnah Berurah understands it. The Mechaber is paskening here, like Tosfos and the Rosh, and not like the Shitas HaRambam. Even though in Yoredeya, in the Sugya of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, there are those who disagree and say that the Mechaber Shita is like the Rambam, it's very clear here that that the Mechaber is paskening not like the Rambam, and therefore on Erev Pesach it is batal. Now, it has to be understood that we're talking about eating it on Erev Pesach. The fact that it became batal on Erev Pesach will not necessarily render it kosher l'Pesach itself. That is going to be discussed in Siv Dalet. Whereas here we're talking about where it got mixed up on Erev Pesach. You want to eat it on Erev Pesach. And the halachi is that it's batal b'shishim like Shar Isurim. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is only talking about where it was an accident. Whereas if someone b'chavona did a bittul of chametz and non-chametz on Erev Pesach, then even though he wasn't over on Bal Yiro and this wouldn't have the halacha of chametz shavel of a Pesach, it is nevertheless osur. The reason being because he was over on the isur of bittul isur lachatchila. Anything that is osur, you're not allowed to go ahead and be mevatel b'yadayim. You're not allowed to be mevatel b'chavona. And if you do, then b'dievet it is osur. So here too, the halacha is that it's only if it was an accident, then there's Torah's bittul, and if not, not. Now, the Rama asks to this, V'nosen tam livgam nami shari alibe kuli alma. Even though there's a machlokis, if nosen tam livgam is osur on Pesach itself, everyone would agree that on Erev Pesach, it is not osur. The reason being, because once again, the chumra of nosen tam lefgam on Pesach is based on the fact that chametz is b'mashuhu, so that one day holds that nosen tam lefgam is no worse than mashuhu. Whereas on Erev Pesach, since mashuhu is batal, so too nosen tam lefgam is going to be mutter. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes into some other cases. The first one is with regard to the issue of chametz nuksha. Now, in Simen Tov Mem Beis, the Mishnah Berurah gave us the definitions of Chametz Nuksha. there are two kinds of chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha either means something that when it became chametz, it already was not a food. It was not something that people eat at the time it became chametz. We're not talking about something that was chametz gomer that got ruined. Once something is chametz gomer, the halacha is that there's a chi of beer, and the fact that it's no longer edible is not going to help you. But if something was inedible at the time, it was not the kind of thing that a person would eat. At the time that it became chametz, that is chametz nuksha. Another form of chametz nuksha is something that's not chametz gomer, meaning it began fermenting, but didn't quite turn into chametz. So those are both usur, and we hold that on Pesach itself, the rasim and rabbanon. What is the halacha of chametz nuksha becoming bottle? Since there's no karis in chametz nuksha, do we say that it has the same halacha as chametz on Erev Pesach, where there's no karis, and therefore it is bottle? So the Mishnah Brura says that there are machmirim, that are machmir in a mashu of chametz nuksha as well, because of lo plug. The same way that the Rabbanan said it was usur and they gave it the din of chametz, they gave it the din of chametz on Pesach in that it's not batel. Of course, on Erev Pesach it would be. The Magen Avraham holds that there is bitel b'shishim, meaning that chametz nuksha during Pesach gets the same halacha as chametz gomer on Erev Pesach, where there is Torah's bitel. The Mishnah Brura says that you are allowed to rely on him b'shas hadchak, that there's bitel b'shishim. For the if it's not a shas hadchak, then you're supposed to be machmir even on achron shel Pesach, although there's no chorus on achron shel Pesach. Achron shel Pesach is yontif sheni shel Golias. It's a drabanon. Nevertheless, Chazal gave it all of the halachas of yontif itself, in which case chametz is b'mashu and chametz nuksha. Unless we're going with the Magen Avraham, which Mishnah Berurah only allows you to rely on b'shas hadchak, the shas hadchak chametz nuksha also would not be batel. Now, what is the halacha of Shari Surim that the Mechaber says over here? The halacha is lach balach is b'shishim, meaning if you're dealing with anything where you have one big mixture of everything, it's b'shishim. Yavish b'yavish, if I have a matter not of everything mixed together, but a confusion, where I have something that is chametz thick and something that's not chametz thick, I don't know which is which. So the halacha is chad betray, as long as I have rov that is not chametz, the halachi is that it is mutter. This is all on Erev Pesach, and I'm going to eat it on Erev Pesach. Whereas on Pesach itself, yavish b'yavish is not batel. We'll see, it's a machlokas. As well as something that was batel before Pesach. Say I have three pieces. Two of them are not chametz. One is chametz. I don't know which is which. So I'm allowed to eat them all on Erev Pesach, but not on Pesach itself. Now, similarly, the Mishnah Berurah points out that with regard to the question of Recha, we saw in Sif Aleph that there are some cases where we are machmir for Recha, the two things that were put in the oven at the same time, one of them had chametz, were machmir, that we say that the chametz went and transferred to the other. That Chumrah, too, on Erev Pesach, we would not be machmir. The halacha that the Ramah says that nosen tamlev gam is mutter, there's an interesting bir halacha here that deals with the question of chametz and meat. If we call that nosen tamlev gam, is the combination of chametz, which is grain, and meat, is that nosen tamlev gam or not? His different sources, his maskana is that chametz with roasted meat is nosen tamlev gam, whereas chametz with cooked meat is not.